There are two incretin hormones, glucagon-like peptide 1, or GLP-1, and glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide, or GIP. Both are produced in the gastrointestinal tract in response to food intake, and they are responsible for about 70% of insulin secretion after meals. As illustrated by the graph on the left, we know that oral glucose leads to a greater stimulation of insulin secretion than an intravenous glucose infusion. This phenomenon is called the incretin effect and is attributed to the fact that oral glucose leads to the release of GIP and GLP-1, while intravenous glucose does not. As illustrated by the graph on the right, the incretin effect is markedly diminished in people with type 2 diabetes, resulting in higher and sustained glucose plasma concentration after ingestion of carbohydrates.